The United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company have reached a tentative agreement on a new union contract. The provisional deal was reached on day 40 of the union strike against Detroit's automakers. UAW President Sean Fain says the tactic of targeting specific plants proved successful.
Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out. This agreement sets us on a new path to make things right at Ford, at the Big Three, and across the auto industry.
The deal includes a 25% wage increase over several years and a faster progression to top pay, which UAW leaders say will be set at about $40 an hour. It also includes cost of living adjustments, something the union gave up more than a decade ago when Detroit's automakers hit financial trouble. UAW Vice President Chuck Browning says bargaining teams also made gains on job security.
For the first time ever, we won the right to strike over plant closures. For decades, that was an impossible demand.
Union rank and file still have to ratify the agreement. Union leaders will be in Detroit this weekend to review the proposal before submitting it to members for a vote. That vote could take place sometime next week. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.